Penguin Random House Audio presents Shaker by Scott Frank. Read for you by Dion Graham. Part 1. Prologue. A swarm of nearly 700 small earthquakes, most in the 2.0 to 3.0 range, rattled the Mojave Desert between June and September. The little shakers, as geologists began referring to them, were centered mainly in and around the area of Joshua Tree National Park, about 130 miles to the southeast of Los Angeles. There were few injuries, all minor, and the only reported fatality happened when a 26-year-old rock climber named Eric Camo bivouacked for the night a few hundred feet up the face of a granite formation known as G-String, fell out of his mummy bag. There was, however, some question as to whether it was one of the tiny quakes that caused Camo's fall, or the handful of granddaddy purple gummies he'd ingested a few hours earlier, the residual amount of cannabis in his system being well over the 1.5 number that ultimately pinged the Richter scale. The explanation for the sudden seismic frenzy was sourced to the long California drought, by then in its sixth year. Groundwater, having seeped deeper and deeper into the parched and panting earth, was steadily building up pressure, while at the same time lubricating the myriad underground plates that made up the Pinto Mountain Fault, thereby making it a lot easier for the ground to move. And move it did. By the first week of September, the Pinto Mountain quakes had grown stronger. Eventually, one of them tipped the Ricky at 4.2 and gave a hard shove to the bigger Rialto-Colton Fault in Riverside, provoking a 5.0 roller that did little more than set off car alarms, knock a few soccer trophies off shelves, and most damaging.